Today is Tuesday, August 24th. It is 3:04. We're here to hear parcel number 143-000, 13-000. Before we get started, I'm going to have everybody introduce themselves. And then also after that, Margaret will do a swear-in for you. And you will be able to present your case after that. The assessor will do theirs and then can rebut if needed. My name is Glenda Mudgett. I'm chairman of the Equalization Board.
Melinda Reynolds, EQ Board.
Jeff Stevens, Equalization Board.
Margaret Garger, County Clerk.
Allison Miller with the County Clerk's Office.
Philip Murphy, County Attorney.
Donna Beck, Assessor's Office.
Is he here?
Chrissy Lewis, Assessor. Cerise Martin, Task.
Kent Baker, Equalization Board.
Okay, I'm going to let Margaret go ahead and do her part.
Can you hear Jonathan?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All the witnesses, I swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I do.
Okay.
Okay. We'll let the assessor start, and then Jonathan, you'll come in after the assessor.
Okay.
Okay. Madam Chairman, before we go on, while we're still on record, it's Lou Ann Beer with the Equalization Board. I'm on Zoom. Sorry,
thank
I couldn't
you,
hear everybody as we went around.
Okay.
Okay, this is Lot 13, Belmont Anchor Sub, owners Jonathan Page Parrish.
Hang on. Jonathan, can you hear her?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Address 9 Belmont. There were no sales in Belmont Acres in 2020. There's a total of 18 parcels in that sub. Developed in 95, one house included in the sub when it was developed. It was built in about 1980, and the rest were built from about 99 to 2019. Location is approximately a half mile off of Highway 286 and Scott Collar Road. He purchased it for $259.99 in 2018. He had a pre-COVID appraisal, from what I understand, from Derek the Field appraiser for $390. We already had an informal review where we lowered it from 533.9 to 428.2, which is 118.07 square foot to 9469 a square foot. Underneath, and I'm reading from this piece of paper if y'all have found. I'm sorry, I should have brought that in there. Should be kind of toward the top.
Yeah, that all sounds correct.
Did you provide him a copy of this too?
Did you find it yet?
Yeah,
okay.
I found it.
And then the underneath that is just the notes from the parcel card where he called, we called him back, and then the correspondence. There's a sheet that you have that has the sales that are over 3,500 square foot, and that tells the range, the price per square foot on those. There's also a couple of copies that I just printed out of two houses from that sheet. One is at 9559 square foot and the other is 10963 square foot. That's just a couple off of those pages. And then I also just included the definition of mass appraisal, which all through the EQ seminar. It's the equitable and efficient appraisal of all properties and jurisdictions for ad valorem tax purposes. Mass appraisal value of property based on equity and fairness across neighborhoods, market areas, and taxing districts. I also included all of the subs in the neighborhood that we use, Bourbon One. All of those are in there. And then also the statistics for that neighborhood, which I included just one sheet of that. The median is median ratio 19.7. IWL standard says 18 to 22. Our coefficient of dispersion, which is the average 5.07 ACV says 15 or less, a county of our size. The price related differential for that neighborhood is 0.99, and what that means is you don't overappraise your high properties or your low properties. The range is 0.98 to 1.03. And also, the sales that we used were 20 sales, 2020. We didn't use 19. We're going to look at 21. It's 20 is what we used to get those statistics in the back of the neighborhood.
Mr. Parrish?
It's my turn.
Yes.
I do agree. It did initially. I would say a letter that would be $533,900, which is a 43% increase from the last assessment. So I called, and they dropped it to 428.2, I believe. And I was told that if I wanted to go lower than that, it would require an appraisal. And so I kind of was like, well, I don't necessarily want to go to the expense of appraisal, but I ended up, what we had to do was we ended up getting a home equity loan, applying for a home equity loan to do a few improvements around our home. And whenever you do a home equity loan, they come back with an appraisal because you have to have a loan-to-value percentage of your home that is under a certain percentage to get an ideal rate for the term of the loan. And when that came back in, it came in at 404. I thought, well, this would be a $14,000 increase from the 2020 appraisal I was given at 390, but it seemed like it was a pretty accurate appraisal. And if you look at the Vero value, I hope everyone has that, the Vero value.
Yeah.
Did I say, okay. It shows 404 with a confidence score of 90. So I believe that they're 90% confident in that value. So if you read in the footnotes on the second page of it, it's a percentage-based confidence in how comfortable they are with that value. So I would think a 90% confidence level is pretty high. I do see there's a range, but even looking at their comparables, they were all sales in this year. So, but we're talking very recent data, so all of the, market trends that have been up for the past year would be, incorporated into these comps. Every home that I'm comped against is within the city limits. And so, that interests me in the fact that I made a notation. Does everyone have the spreadsheet that I sent as well? There's a few notations in there where I speak of the difference between living in the city and living in the county, where Conway Corp has better utility rates, which adds to the value of a home in the city. There's no natural gas out here. There's no public sewer out here. We have the county street department versus the city street department, and I've sent a photograph of what my street looks like in front of my home. It's not even fully asphalt. They've come in and done some repairs and didn't even blacktop over. And I've had to make several calls to get that repaired, and no one will call me back, either the road department or the county judge. Also, Conway Fire Department has a Class 1 fire rating, which helps with insurance premiums, which, if a home has higher insurance costs versus another home, it's going to be lower valued, right? And then just a few things like the city access to the city landfill, thing like that is less, easily used by a Fullerton County resident. So I think being comped against these city limit homes is kind of an unfair evaluation, equalization. And I proposed a few on the third tab of my spreadsheet there, a few homes that I saw sold recently that were selling at what I felt was like a closer valuation, that was actually even under the 404 that the Bureau did. And so I don't think that asking for 404 is trying to shortchange or evade any taxes or, you know, things like that. I just think that that's kind of a fair assessment. And then I've shown the trend on the first sheet of the spreadsheet of how my home in its entire existence has never, ever sold, or even with a proration from the sales amount, ever approached a sales value equivalent to a tax assessed value. When it sold in 2018, it sold for $359,900, and at the time, the assessed value was $372,300, and it had been at that value since 2016. So it is two or three years there where it was assessed over the value, and even at the time of sale, it was even over assessment value. And now I'm back to where I have an appraisal at 404. Even at 428.2, I'm $24,000 over tax, 6% over what I would think is a fair value, even in comparison to Conway City homes. And so that's kind of why I think 404 is a fair amount, but I realize I have no say as an ordinary citizen. That all I can do is ask and present my case, and then, hopefully you will vote. But I'm not trying to, shortchange or evade taxes or whatever, because honestly, if a tax assessed too low, it hurts your value. So I wouldn't want it to, tax assessed for, $390 or $375 or something like that. And that's kind of all the evidence that I have. On the second tab there, the house, if you look at the second tab with the bank appraisal comps, the first one's across the street from a golf course, the Laney one. The Robinson one's in the historical district, which is a very prized neighborhood. The Bay Hill one's right next to Centennial Golf Course. The Blue Jay Way is by Beaver Fort Lake. I don't think it necessarily has a lake view, maybe a wintertime lake view. The other one's Catherine's Place, and the other one has a pool, which we don't have, which is kind of what we're trying to get to, but I don't, pools are hard to come by. So, I'm being held up against other standards. So, like my wife and I have discussed, if our home were like in Crest Haven neighborhood, oh yeah, it would be $550,000 or $600,000 home. If our home were on the golf course in Conway, it would be the same thing. If it were in the historical district, of course, it would bring a premium, but we're not there. We're out in the country. So I guess I rest my case, or yield the floor, or whatever needs to proceed. Where I end.
All right. Well, this will go back for the assessor to review it, and we'll listen what they have to say again.
Okay, thank you.
21 sales, what he used, or he's comparing, I know he's comparing city to rural. What we used was 20. You have all of the sales that we used in the range.
But they're not allowed to look at 21 sales, because they had to look at January 1.
And we used all Bourbon neighborhood, Bourbon sub, all, that's what all of those sales were for.
Yeah, they can't compare city to county.
There was
Parrish. I've never seen an appraisal that looked, that was just two
I'm wondering
sheets
if that's
long.
Comparable to like
it looks
Zillow
like a market analysis, and they're using city comps. We really need county. And I do know that looking at the stuff here, Mr. Parrish, how many acres are you on?
It's 3 acres, okay. 3.05, I believe.
Hey, let him know acre. Also, I just forwarded it. I just emailed him everything. I emailed Lou Ann so that he would have a copy of what we're looking at.
The assessor just emailed you everything that we're looking at, if you'll check your email.
Sure.
It was ours.
Because they can only go off of sales up to January 1. They cannot use 2021 comps.
Everything we used was 2020.
So I need to look here below the below my appraisal then. Starting at page 4.
I don't know which page 4 you're looking at.
Yeah, Mr. Parrish, that's true. The property cards start on page 4 that they're showing. That's yours. It goes on. The next one is a sale. It's another property. And it just goes on through. It might be yours. Wait a minute. We might have to get to page. Sorry about that.
So, one of the comparisons is 49 Caddo or Conway?
Yes, yeah, if you'll start there on page 9, that's true. You can see where she made a notation, sold for $95.59 a square foot.
I just pulled a couple of those out.
And that is not city limits.
Right.
This one,
we changed the classification. And then page 10, Mr. Parrish, is another one that sold.
$22 Oakwood.
Yes, for $109.65 a square foot.
Right, but I mean, I don't live in Bologna either. I mean, that's, I mean, Bologna has city police. Their own buyers. I mean, that's to me, that's not a county one either, right? If you're in a municipality,
Oakwood is not in the city limits. All these are all rural. So they're going to have Faulkner County Sheriff, just like you're going to have Faulkner County Sheriff. They're going to have rural water, just like you're going to have rural water.
They're all urban. Yeah, none of these are city limits of anywhere.
What is you?
All right, and if you'll see, like, example on page, where's my, on page 10, that property sits on 3 acres just like yours. So we're comparing apples to apples.
Right. They're a little bit newer. Most are built in 2004 and that. So, but I mean, I guess it comes down to we can all pick and choose comps that meet our needs. Because one of the comps that I sent you, if you look, proposed comparables. They're at Bernard Drive, 442 Bernard Drive. It sold in 2020 for 79 a square foot. And so, and that one's the closest one to my home, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't believe
Remember,
it.
Remember, Bernard Drive is inside the city limits.
In city limits, and probably. Yeah.
Which would benefit that. That amount would be higher than, right?
No, not necessarily. Depends on what area it's in the city. Not just because it's city.
Well, I don't
know. Is this Bernard over by Opec Corral and all that back there? East German, off East German, yeah. Inside Opec Corral.
Yeah, I don't think any of that has any acreage or...
No, those are little lots in the subdivision. That stuff, right. It's not even comparable to lot size or any of that.
Okay. Well, I mean...
So at $428,200 that we have you on now, that puts you at $94.69 a square foot.
Is there no option to like maybe even like split the difference or?
Well, it looks like to me they split quite a bit from the beginning, from 500 and something. But
we cannot. I mean, Well, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I would sell that house with all the contents in it for $533,000. There's no, that's not even a legitimate number. I mean, that's like coming in, that's like bringing everybody in at a million and saying, well, we came down to $428,000 for you. We came down more than 60%. I'm like, well, that's, you're coming off an unrealistic number. So,
we need
you know,
to make
that's not
sure
really
that
fair
the comps,
to come in
the comps,
at that high.
We need to make sure that the comps in the whole neighborhood are taxed correctly. So,
okay.
Like she said, fair and equitable, and it appears that your whole neighborhood is taxed that way. Did you pull any of the others that were in there? In his neighborhood?
She said only the staple.
No, but I was going to see what their tax part, you know, what their parcels are taxed at.
This is the neighborhood?
That's just sales, though. That's not the neighborhood. This is all sales. Oh. I did not pull just
the comparator. I didn't know he was comparing all the, as far as that other sheet y'all had.
Oh, we have an appraiser
on the board.
Let's ask him.
Kim.
Yeah, I'm looking back at your notes here, which says rural urban house that had over 3,500 square feet that sold in 2020. They all ranged from 95, 59, to 134, mm-hmm. 12. So
that was that one sheet I gave you that just was over
right,
3,500 square
right.
foot.
Yeah. So a fair assessed value, I would think 2020 would be in that range, bottom to top, and we've got it. 428 would be less than the bottom of that right there, so it'd be 9469. So that's right at, that's below the 9559. So
yeah, this was a whole page of urban sales.
That's why. Just to make it easier for
us. Was this in what they got?
Yes.
I think so.
Copy.
Not me, Levan.
Levan's looking at the same paper.
I think so. Let me know if you added this after or not.
It's in here though. They're all in here.
Okay. She just pulled out of this whole staple thing everything over 3,500 square foot. That's urban.
Right. That's the main thing I was looking at.
Yeah, to get a range.
To get that range. 9469, right below that 9569, the bottom.
Any other questions on either side?
Did we ever decide where the appraisal come from?
Oh, he didn't answer y'all.
No.
Y'all moved on.
Mr. Parrish, where did your appraisal come from? Or just market analysis? Did they not do a complete appraisal?
It's Arkansas Federal Credit Union Home Equity Loan.
So they didn't have to do a full appraisal?
No. Yeah. Home equity loans, they usually don't. They'll either do a BPO or whatever, broker price opinion.
So they just do a range of what to loan you, yeah.
Okay, then. Well, we'll meet and discuss, and then we'll have a letter sent out to you within 10 days with our decision, if that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Any comments?
I'll comment how far Zoom has come since we first started. We can hear so much better than we used to get here. Of course, during Concord, you can't because there's
well,
no room. But.
On this.
I can easily make a motion.
Go ahead.
I make a motion to put it at $428,200.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to keep it at the new price of $428,200. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. And if there's not anything else?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Okay, we adjourn.